Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you so much for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our program, we have a special guest, Mike Fox, who is my friend and longtime, many years co-worker, who is the local area director for the Three Rivers chapter that is just outside of the Chicago area in Joliet and that area around there. So, Mike, we're just so great to have you with us today, even if it's through Zoom.
Great to be here. What a wonderful privilege. Thank you.
Now, if this was a usual time, you know, you would come down here and we'd be in the studio together. But, you know, we just praise the Lord for this computer technology that it can almost sound as if you're right here sitting across from me in the booth.
Well, I tell you, at heart, I am.
Okay, there you go. Well, the reason why we're here today and I asked you to come on the program is because I think it was just a few days ago or just last week, you called me and you were so excited because you wanted to share what the Lord was doing and has been doing up there in your area in Three Rivers and how the Lord has just been just throwing wide open doors for ministry there for CEF, even in this COVID-19 like shutdown world. And so I just asked you to come and just share, you know, and just focus all of us, our attention on what the Lord has been doing. So I just like you to just take us back all the way back to maybe in the spring of when all this, you know, all these things began to happen in our world, in our society, and here in our country, here in Illinois, when we had to shut down. And it was just like a crazy time, wasn't it? It's like in like just a few days and less than even a week, we, you know, like all of our after school Good News Club ministries, just we lost it all. I mean, all of that had to shut down. We were in 92 schools, and then we had to turn on the dime and go into social media ministry. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I was like, Lord, you know, what's the next step? I mean, what, how do we even go forward? And we had so many thoughts and all these things were just racing in our heart. But, you know, looking back, we see how the Lord was guiding and leading us as a CEF staff here in Illinois every step of the way. So do you want to go ahead and share with us what your perspective is of what the Lord has been doing through all of this?
I would be happy to do that for you. Let me start with this. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Philippians. Mm-hmm. And I did a series for our summer training school on Philippians. But just within the last 10 days, God has showed me something from Philippians chapter 1. Paul, of course, this is one of his prison epistles. And Paul is writing from a jail cell. And he writes, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel."
Wow.
And then he goes on to talk about how he's leading Roman soldiers to the Lord and how they're telling others about the Lord. But Paul's sitting there in a jail, Katrina. Shouldn't he be out on the street corner evangelizing or counseling, talking, holding meetings?
That's what you call major quarantine time, I guess.
Well, there you go. But he said, you know what? God took my circumstances and turned them into furtherance of the gospel. And I was, in the New American Standard, it uses the word progress of the gospel, mm-hmm. which means pioneer advance. And that's what we're doing here, mm-hmm. not just in Three Rivers, but across Illinois, across the country. We are pioneering some areas we thought we would never have to do.
You know, and that's so true. And even though that's not our focus about talking about all of Illinois, we want to focus on your area up there outside of Chicago in the Three Rivers chapter. But just as a little segue, we have switched over to social media ministry when all this happened, the shutdown happened, and we lost our face-to-face in-person ministry. And like Chris, our camp director at Camp Good News, he said that he had like over 4,000 hits on his social media ministry back in like March and April and May, where children were joining, you know, through his virtual camp. So you're right. And we never would have ministered those children any other way, you know, unless this would have happened. I mean, 4,000 that children were hearing the good news of Jesus through social media. I mean, that was not part of our plan. That was not our ministry. But share with us your story of what God did from the beginning. Maybe take us back to what the spring ministry looked like and then how the Lord led you and then like the pre-summer and then what your summer ministry of what the Lord has done.
All right. Be glad to. Okay. Let's go back to spring. Turn the clock back.
Okay.
Here we are we're about 3 weeks out before Easter. And we always had this annual Easter egg hunt. And we have scores and scores of kids and parents come to it. And we kept hearing all this, blah, 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 can't do that, can't do that. And so we canceled. It's like, oh, Lord, what's going to happen?
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, I called and talked to you and told you about it. And where do we go from here? I was explaining to someone the other day, I felt like I was going down a dark hallway, no lights, and just feeling my way along. Mm. And I think I speak for all of my colleagues. That's mm-hmm. how we felt. And then we got closer and closer and closer to training school. Mm-hmm. And we're on, we're off, we're on, we're off. And of course, we'd already shortened it. But then we decided we're going to do it regionally. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had no missionaries here. And how can we help? What can we do? And we had the privilege and the responsibility of putting together many of those classes that were watched in those chapters.
And just for those people that are listening by audience, maybe they don't quite understand what you and I are talking about, but every year we have a training school or training camp at our CEF Camp Good News, where we bring in our summer missionaries who are going to high school and college aid young people, students who are giving of their summer. You know, this is like their backyard ministry, literally in the backyards of Illinois. And we train them to do backyard Friday clubs throughout the summer, and also those who are serving as camp counselors and staff at Camp Good News. But our camp, we had to close. I mean, that was another sad thing. So not only did the Easter party club had to cancel, but we had to close our camp for the summer. And we're still struggling with that, with having retreats and how to get that back and running. So that's another prayer request going for this fall. But then we're like, okay, we think we can do this Friday club ministry still, but we cannot be all together at our camp because the camp's closed. And so, like what you're saying, we switched over to video technology. And I just want to say thank you to you and your son Steve and Val and all that you guys did at the Three Rivers chapter, because if it wasn't for what you guys did, and even helping Steve putting together the training school with all the components. So basically, instead of one training school, we had four training schools happening simultaneously through video, one in Rockford, one in Lake County, north of Chicago, one way down in Carbondale, southern Illinois, and then one right here in the Peoria area. So instead of one, we have four training schools. So I just want to thank you, because without you guys doing all those pre-recorded videos, that would not have happened.
It was fun. And then as the summer went by, we decided that Val, I, and Steve, we were going to do our 5-day club virtually.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it's been seen in northern Wisconsin, the Rio Grande Valley down in Texas, Virginia, and even, get this, two churches in England.
Wow.
Looked at it and decided not to use it, but they looked at it and evaluated it.
Okay.
And that's tremendous.
So in other words, instead of you getting on a plane and crossing the ocean or getting a car and driving those different states, God used that video technology. So again, just to back up, so what you guys did at your office, instead of having in-person, you know, backyard Bible clubs with children, you went and you pre-recorded all the Bible teaching and the missionary stories, memory verse and songs and all that, and then you put it on uploaded videos, and then you send it out to churches that wanted to use that with
yep.
for their children's ministry to send it out for their kids.
Some churches are saying, we're just so tired. We're going to use this once a week on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
We became Sunday schools for some.
That
or,
is
or
awesome.
We replaced VBS, you know. Or augmented it. So that was something we never dreamed of.
Do you have any idea how many churches may have used those videos, or you just been hearing snippets of different ones that have been using it as you go along?
I know that on our YouTube channel, our chapter YouTube channel, we've had over 150 views.
Oh my, wow. That's incredible. I mean, look what God did. I mean, there's no way that you guys could have conducted in person 150 clubs, but then you know, you're right. It is for the, we are through the Lord that he is opening up pioneer progress for the gospel. I mean, that's amazing what God has done.
Through circumstances.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's keep going, because the clock is ticking.
Right.
All right. CEF has made possible for us to give out, CEF USA made possible for us to give out the Do You Wonder Why booklet, a fantastic piece of literature. What a wonderful resource. And, you know, We're giving out it by the thousands, and we're giving it to Christian businesses. There's a camp down in the most depressed area of Illinois, Pembroke. We gave it to them, a Christian camp, a Christian individuals. We even went after grandparents. Grandparents whose grandkids are asking questions. Why is this happening? Why is God letting this happen? And that is a marvelous piece of literature with the gospel in it. And we're putting it in the hands and praying, God, please use these tools. Get them in the hands of the people who need them. Kids, families, local churches. People are loving it, loving it.
And that's the Do You Wonder Why actual booklet that we get from our CEF International Headquarters. And then and they're just giving it to us as a gift, and then we're trusting the Lord to, you know, to cover our shipping costs and things like that. But how many of you distributed again, did you say?
More than 4,000.
Oh, my. That's wonderful.
And we have just under another 1,000 still that we're working on.
Okay. Wow. That's incredible. And like you said, the time is ticking. So, but go ahead and just share with us. And that's what you called me about last week. You wanted to tell me about what God did through your backpack distribution ministry. So tell us about that.
Okay. Again, we just could not bring ourselves to cancel something else. So rather than cancel it, we adapted it. We have a curbside pickup we put together, and we don't want to give out school supplies just to say we give out school supplies. We're not the YMCA. We're not, you know, we want the gospel there. Mm-hmm. We want that to be the focus. So we put together another video, a 10-minute video with the gospel so plainly. And we made that part of pre-registration. In order to register, make an appointment to come to our office, you had to listen to that video, watch that video. And then we had two questions they had to answer correctly. We had, you know, we wanted to make sure they listened and watched. So we had, now here's a miracle. Last summer, 2019, at our back-to-school event, we were disappointed. Only 71 kids showed up. And we had all these backpacks and supplies left over. This summer, we pulled all that out and we used it again. And Katrina, I want to tell you, I'm looking for my number here. Here we are. 158. We gave away 158 book bags. And you know that's the exact number? The exact number God gave us from last year.
Wow.
Our God knew last year this was coming because he's in control. He's sovereign.
Yes.
And we can trust him. We had a chance to minister to parents here in our parking lot. You know, we had masks on and Val wore gloves. And, I mean, we took all the safety precautions that we did. And we had chances to talk and pray with dozens and dozens and dozens of families. Mm. Two Muslim families came. Mm-hmm. They let us pray together. We had people, a woman whose uncle had been shot in St. Louis the night before. Mm. Another woman from Wisconsin who was talking to us about a relative in the hospital. We prayed for them. We in the prayer, I always included the gospel, you know, how thankful we were that God proved his love for us by sending the Lord Jesus to die on the cross and come back to life. That's what he did. And Katrina, we had an opportunity to do this. Who would have ever guessed it? I couldn't have planned this.
No.
There was no plan here.
It's like that scripture in Ephesians that God does above and beyond all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And so, Mike, I just want to thank you for being with us here today. I know our time went by so fast, but you know what? It's all about our praise to our Lord and a praise to our God of what he has done, how he took a really a bad situation, and it continues to be a very difficult situation, and we don't know where this ends, but how God is using that to work it out for our good and his glory, and ultimately for the gospel message to be proclaimed to the ends of the world and in the backyards and in those homes to the children so that they would know Christ. So Mike, thanks again for being with us. And we're here with you, united together with you, both the mission and in our heart and through prayer. And we want to continue to pray for you. Thanks again for listening. And when you think about it and you think about Chicago, would you pray for Three Rivers Chapter that's just right south of Chicago and pray that God would continue to use Mike, Steve, Val, and their CEF ministry there to proclaim the gospel to the boys and girls. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.